USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The jobs report shows a slower than expected recovery from the pandemic. The April jobs report released Friday shows 266,000 jobs added, numbers economists call disappointing.
We were looking for on the order of a million jobs being added on the month on the heels of roughly a million in the previous month. We were looking for the unemployment rate to move down. Instead, it moved up a bit.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick talking to USA Radio News Friday. The unemployment rate rising to just over 6%. President Biden, though, says the economy is moving in the right direction and we need to be patient as we recover the millions of jobs lost during the pandemic. Liz Cheney in danger of losing her leadership post in the Republican Party. House Republicans scheduling a vote for Wednesday to possibly remove her as House Republican conference chair. She's considered the third most powerful House Republican. Some GOP members upset with Cheney for her criticism of former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Pfizer looking to break new ground in COVID vaccinations, the drug maker recently becoming the first vaccine maker in the U.S. to seek full FDA approval. Right now, the vaccine being administered under EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. This coming as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky focuses on getting more people vaccinated.
Now is the time we need to do the hard work. We need to make sure that it's convenient. We need to talk to people one at a time. We need to talk to them through trusted messengers. Not everybody wants to hear from the CDC Director. They may want to hear from their local church, their community-based organization, their own pharmacists or physician.
Dr. Walensky and ABC's The View Friday. Meanwhile, Pfizer also applying for EUA to administer its vaccine to those as young as 12. 2020, a year unlike any other in California history. For the first time ever, the state's population goes down last year by almost 200,000 people. The California Department of Finance calculates the drop as almost 0.5%. Some theories: COVID deaths, less immigration, and lower birth rates. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Special birthday celebration in San Francisco. The Giants Friday night honor the birthday of baseball legend Willie Mays, the 90-year-old, the oldest living member of the Hall of Fame. Sunday is Mother's Day. Wendy King takes a look at how the annual celebration of moms began.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and the history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.